WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The site has been selected for College Station's new police department offices.
A city council majority chose a 12-acre site at Dartmouth and Krennic Tap that borders Central Park. Carl Mooney is one of two council members interested in another corner of the same intersection, which is next to Municipal Court in the utilities office. With the purchase of three privately owned lots, it would create a similar amount of property.
I would love to see us aggressively pursue those residential properties and explore Site B so that we could sustain Site C as part of Central Park for future development of the park.
John Nichols supported the staff recommendation to build next to Central Park.
I have some sympathy for the idea that Site B would make some sense, but I think the time it would take you to acquire that land at least puts you off another year before you could design anything.
The design of the new campus is expected to take the balance of this year, with construction starting next year and completion in 2018. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A crowded public hearing in San Antonio about an idea for a rollback on property taxes has the attention of local governments statewide. That includes Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski, who on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's good any time to bring relief to property owners.
There's been talks about reducing the property taxes in Texas, an increase in sales taxes and user taxes. And, you know, so those that maybe aren't paying property taxes, but they're out buying, you know, $300 pair of tennis shoes will pay a higher tax, and the $50,000 cars will pay a higher tax. So there's different variations of ways we can do it.
According to a news release from the Senate Select Committee on Property Tax Reform and Relief, there was a standing room only crowd of 250. There were 6 hours of testimony from 50 people about tax relief and reform and the appraisal process in Texas. The centennial year of the Texas A&M Vet School was launched in Austin yesterday with an announcement of expanding programs to four sister institutions.
We will have Texas A&M veterinary faculty on site at these different universities.
Dean Eleanor Green initially says first-year vet students will continue to come to College Station.
However, who knows what the future holds? So we're very open to what flows and what is the best way to accomplish our goals.
Participating in the vet school expansion are Prairie View, Kingsville, and Tarleton, and West Texas A&M. The expansion is the result of recommendations made more than 6 years ago by the state to add more vets in rural areas and increase the number of underrepresented minorities entering the profession. The announcement comes as the vet school opens a $120 million facility this fall, which can accommodate another 20 to 30 students. Bryan Police has received and is sharing video of the armed robbery last Saturday night at Pepe's restaurant. You can see the video at WTAW.com. The three people were not hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Also, the men are also accused of gunfire towards a nearby vehicle with four people inside. They also escaped injury. HEB stores and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission have announced the recall of 41,000 sets of cookware. That's after seven reports of metal discs covering rivets connecting a frying pan to its handle popping off. More information is online at WTAW.com. No injuries have been reported. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have been your go-to tax preparer, bookkeeper, and small business experts for 33 years. As a reminder, don't stress over your tax preparation this year. Call us and schedule an appointment, 691-2345. You may qualify for a refund advance of up to $750. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 12 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
This is Kyle Cassell, a rancher, small business owner, and your Republican state representative. But my most important job is dad. As a father of two, I know that a strong Texas depends on a better future for our next generation. That is why, as your representative, I voted to protect the sanctity of life and why I am the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Texas Right to Life. I hope you will vote for Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to control our weather. A great looking day and a very nice weekend coming up. We usually don't say that about weekends in January, but this one's going to be good. Abundant sunshine, highs of 70 to 75 today. Clear overnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine and breezy tomorrow, 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, breezy, 55 to 60. Sunny and breezy during the day on Sunday. High temperatures will be close to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M women's basketball winning in a squeaker in Tuscaloosa last night. Also, A&M junior guard Courtney Walker is named to the Stanley Award midseason watch list. And good news, bad news for A&M baseball. One of the players has been dismissed, and they're ranked in the top five. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at 7:50-ish.
It'd be bad news and good news. Bad news. Coyotes in California behaving oddly.
Because they're California. Sounds like a movie, huh? They're standing in the middle of the road, daring drivers to stop, and then they attack the vehicles.
Huh.
Theory, experts say they think they've been eating hallucinogenic mushrooms. All right. That could change that whole Roadrunner deal, couldn't it?
Meep, meep.
Do
you think any of those coyotes have humans as their spirit animal?
Yeah, exactly. Go get an Acme something and go after it. Okay. So police removed a 6-foot alligator that had reportedly been living in a Chicago man's basement for 26 years. Charles Price neighbors say they were unaware that he had been keeping this gator in a cage as a pet, although he periodically let it out in his backyard. An appliance delivery man discovered the gator after hearing sounds that led him to the cage. What kind of sounds do you hear that you want to get that flashlight and go see what it is?
No, sir.
Hey, you got any more of that chicken up there?
Yeah. Then took pictures of the reptile, alerted police of its presence. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesman said the gator is every bit of 200 pounds.
That seems small for 20 years. I'm guessing the cage was too little.
They can be legally owned with a permit, but Price admitted to purchasing the reptile illegally when it was a little baby at a swap meet. At a swap meet. Just saying. Who's typing?
I am. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I didn't realize
it's that high definition.
It is. It's high def radio. We can hear that stuff. So anyhow, are you really, really, really convinced as to who you want to vote for president?
No.
A lot of people haven't decided, but some people apparently have, and they're ready to make it permanent.
When interviewed by a newspaper reporter for a story about politics, the owner of this tattoo shop jokingly said he liked Donald Trump so much he'd give out his tattoo for free. He never imagined what would follow. The ringing,
Clay Dragon Tattoo,
is constant. And the appointment book at Clay Dragon Tattoo is full. Bob Holmes is set to become a tattoo expert on Donald Trump many times over.
Well, just enjoying it. You know, it's fun. It's fun to do something like that.
After Holmes announced he would tattoo Trump's name, slogan, or face for free, he's been inundated with requests.
Now, is it Making America Great Again? Is that his
slogan?
That's
one of them. I'm looking at it right here.
Okay. Well, I mean, now that's okay. I mean, that's an all right thing. If you want to get inked up, that's an all right thing to ink up. I don't know if you want to put Donald Trump's face on your arm
No.
or some other part of your body. I can't imagine that would be something you'd want to do. And
it's interesting. The C has a little star in it to, I guess, appear patriotic. It looks a lot like a flag from the Middle East that has crescent moon and
yes,
star.
Yeah. Is that Turkey? I'm not sure. Anyhow.
I believe so.
I guess, huh? He gets publicity. Works out for him.
I don't know why the tattoo shop owner is surprised, unless he just doesn't know the kind of people who seem to be supporting Trump.
That's and he likes him, so you think on some level he knows that.
Free tattoo.
Up for that. He gets free tattoos and he gets some publicity. So it's all right.
And usually, I think it's customary to tip your tattoo artist.
That's right. So there's a little bit of money right there. All right. So what do you tip a tattoo artist?
I wouldn't even begin to know.
Come on.
It depends if they own the shop.
Oh, if they own the shop, you don't tip them?
I wouldn't.
Is it rude to ask? Do you own your shop?
And it depends on what you're getting done.
Okay.
From experience.
Don't make them mad. They got a needle in their hand, okay?
Well, that's why you wait till the end.
I can ask the guy down the hall.
Do that. Yeah. Well, because after all, we want to know tattoo tipping etiquette.
He can go shirtless and you wouldn't know. I mean, that's how colorful he is.
That's enough. After years of debate over whether the site should include a dislike button, Facebook has announced this week they will begin rolling out five new reactions to go alongside with that famous thumbs up like button. The options will be haha, love, anger, wow, and sad. Is that five? It is. One, two, three, four, five. It's ha-ha, love, anger, wow, and sad.
Well, we kind of talked about this, because you don't want to like somebody's status when their dad died.
Yeah.
But you want to acknowledge that you saw it and give condolences.
Okay, all right.
So the sad button I get.
We'll also provide new ways for Facebook to measure and monitor how its users interact and respond to content presented in its newsfeed. Oh, and by the way, Facebook has flipped a switch on its new live streaming feature in its iOS app. Company first began experimenting with the live video last year, but yesterday's update marks the first time Facebook has made the feature widely available. The feature, which Facebook is calling Live, hey, now appears in the update status menu next to your check-in pin. Allows you to share your location. Yeah, do that. Live videos on Facebook work similarly to the Periscope broadcast, if you're familiar with that. You can begin a live stream with a brief description, and once you're live, viewers can comment on the streams in real time. When you're finished, you have the option to save the video and save it to your timeline.
So now instead of a picture of your food, you can say, hey guys, look at a picture of my, video of my food.
Yum, yum, let me put a fork in that fritter right there.
Watch me as I pull the pizza strings off.
Yeah, and you can subscribe to a person or page's live videos so you can get a notification each time they start a new broadcast. Because you don't have enough notifications on your phone.
Oh, no joke.
You want to have one more thing that's telling you that something's happening.
Bing.
Well, and you know, and I wanted to be different. I will have to say, you know, I had somebody in the studio yesterday, and I guess their phone went off at least seven times during the conversation. But you want to be able to know when your friend is eating a whatever someplace, don't
you? Of course you do.
Android users will see the live feature soon. Right now, those of us who are Android people can't do it. We'll just stand on the sidelines and woefully wait until we'll be able to. Or not. I'm glad it's out there. Mark Zuckerberg's the sixth richest person. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has moved up to sixth place in the world's richest list. Top five are a Spanish fashion businessman named Amancio Ortega, Jeff Bezos, Amazon's number four.
Lost a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. Warren Buffett is number three. Carlos Slim, who had a birthday yesterday, was 76. Is number two, and of course, Bill Gates, Microsoft, number one. So, yeah, how much did he lose yet?
They said $6 billion just in the afternoon.
Wow!
Sometimes you just don't want to open up your browser for fear of what you'll find out, right?
Yeah.
Dang! So what did that mean? Did they shut down the coffee bar at Amazon? Or
I don't know. Do you think you got a notification for that?
Yeah.
You've lost $6 billion.
You've got mail.
Bing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, think about how many friends were getting in touch with him yesterday doing the hate thing on him.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
719, if you're, this is something that may be going on that you have no idea about, but if you're in the world of science, Texas A&M is the center of the universe this weekend, literally when it comes to transportation. It's called Hyperloop. It's an idea that this Elon Musk guy has done. He's, you know, Tesla and SpaceX, but he's got this. Go ahead.
Have you ever wanted to seal yourself up in one of those bank tubes and just take a ride?
Right. And that's what we're talking about is he says that he can build a system for $7.5 billion that will take you from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 34 minutes. Is that right? Something like that.
It's okay. Fast. I don't know how fast.
But
it's got to work first.
Yeah, that's right. But we got to decide, you know, what that little thing is going to look like that you're going to be riding in.
Yep.
You have to consider, obviously, it's not all flat terrain, so there are going to be bridges and there are going to be tunnels and things like that that have to be done with this.
Talking about earthquakes.
Right, yep. Exactly. And he says it's a reality. And see, you bring up a very good point right there, earthquakes. Now, okay. It would be much nicer if Seattle and St. Louis, if Chicago and St. Louis were something that needed to have that, because they probably have a little bit more stable.
There's a few maps out there about what it might look like if it was the equivalent of the interstate, how you would connect the U.S.
But as a result, we've got 150 teams from around the world in College Station, Texas.
I think there's three or four from A&M.
Yeah,
this is a little more convenient for us.
Well, and they come from a long way off as well, not only major institutions here, but also around the world, and they are here for this. And so the sponsors of these are people that you would expect. Hyperloop Technologies, that would make sense that they would be in this. They're an L.A.-based startup. How about Nickelodeon?
What?
Huh?
Nickelodeon considering sponsoring one or more of the teams involved in the Hyperloop design because, in addition to schools all over the world, there's a high school here, at least one, St. John's High School in Houston. A high school sent a team. You got pimply-faced kids in there with these kids who are masters, you know, master's degrees and stuff. And actually, Andrew Awad is the head of this. He's 17 years old. He's a junior at St. John's High School in Houston. His team was offered sponsorship by Nickelodeon. And Nickelodeon says, you know, they're not going to do anything on air about it. They just felt like this was a great opportunity for them to get in and get some branding done. So there you are.
There's a lot of reasons I want this to work. But one of the reasons I think if they can overcome a lot of the technological hurdles, which are immense.
Sure.
It would be so much better than high-speed rail. Twice as fast, and in some cases, maybe a fifth the cost, and you don't have a ton of the eminent domain issues that high-speed rail has with it.
Right.
Because you can use existing rights-of-way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. Again, it's a fascinating concept. I presume it's going to happen eventually. We're talking maglev stuff. Is that right? Is this a suction thing?
I joked about the bank tube. It's not exactly like that.
All
but
right.
Basically, they draw down the entire tube.
Okay.
It is a tube system. They draw it down to a vacuum.
Okay.
A very light vacuum. And then it powers itself through there. Yet there's a ride sort of on a cushion of air.
Okay. All right. So air hockey.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah. Well, we got to simplify
air hockey
it.
And bank tubes. You can picture those things. You can picture high.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who don't care.
I'll
but,
tell you
know,
what. Based off of what happens this weekend, you'll probably see a lot more about it in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's probably right. Hello.
Speaking of Hyperloop, do you have a monorail update?
Well, you know, I wish I had that.
Monorail.
There, but, yeah, but and you know, and it's to say that it's a feather in A&M's cap is a vast understatement. Obviously, they've been, they've worked on this for a while. There are a whole bunch of engineering schools in America that could have had this.
Texas Transportation Institute.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and the thing is, there are a lot of government people here as well. I mean, we're talking teams, but there are a lot of government people here as well because they want to look at this and the reality of it in this competition. And I think, there's $150,000. That's the prize is the least of it. The idea is to get to get it out there. For somebody to take this and, like you said, run with it.
Yeah, if any of these teams win, we all win.
Yeah. It's so if they can come up with it. But anyway, that's going on this weekend, and it's pretty neat that we're having it here because it could have been a whole lot of places. 7:24.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
So this past weekend, I took my daughter up to the Children's Museum up in Waco, and we did some sightseeing, and she took a bunch of pictures, and she was trying to text pictures to her mom when we got back home. I was trying to do something on the computer, and we had all kinds of electronic stuff going. But because I have Suddenlink, I had absolutely no problems at all. If you run into those problems, what you need to do is go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. If you've got slow DSL internet downloads and you're pulling your hair out, you can find out how much faster it would be if you were hooked up with Suddenlink. Why continue to use dinky phone company service when you don't have to? Call 1-877-964-9474 today. Or go online to suddenlink.com. They've got a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. They have live local customer service, and if you call right now, you're going to get the SL200 HD TV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. So don't wait. Call 1-877-964-9474. 694-9474 today. Or visit suddenlink.com so you too can suddenlink and save.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101.
Linux. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Let's do some weather here, and the weather's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. You know, Wilton's carries tools, industrial supplies, flashlights, and common medical supplies. You won't believe the vast array of products you'll find. Check it out. Just click on Wilton's.com. Really nice temps. Going to be kind of breezy all the way through Tuesday, but still, lots of sunshine and good temps. 71 will be our high temperature today. Winds gusting up to about 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, we're looking at 74. On Sunday, sunny and 77 degrees. Monday, we've got about 75, and we're down to 60 on Tuesday, but the sunshine continues. Right now, relative humidity is 77%. We've got fair skies, and it's 40 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hey, the Department of Labor wants to revise workplace discrimination laws. The goal is to implement new regulations to avoid one of the biggest problems American workers face, gender binary. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the term, I will help you bridge the gap. What Obama's Department of Labor is trying to fix here is a common misperception that most of you have. In your blissful state of ignorance, you believe that there are men and that there are women. Some of you even think that God created them on purpose, two different genders. That, in a nutshell, is gender binary. Now, to combat gender binary, because it's not a good thing, the Labor Department wants to bar the words he and she from the regulation that prohibits discrimination in a job training program. They also want to add to the already long list of types of discrimination that won't be tolerated in the workplace. Sex stereotyping will be forbidden. Discrimination based on someone's transgender status or gender identity will be a crime, too. Now, this is how Labor Secretary Thomas Perez explained the new regulations. He said, "Our nation's workforce system should reflect our commitment to diversity and the idea that America works best when we field a full team." Mr. Perez, over 94 million Americans are out of the workforce. The only things this regime has done for the team is to kill jobs and opportunity with layers of government. While you fuss about gender binary, folks, this country cannot take another 4 years of this kind of nonsense.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-973-0903. That's 1-800-973-0903.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council is proceeding with a new police department campus next to Central Park at Dartmouth and Krennic Tap.
Staff says CSPD's current building at 29,000 square feet is less than half of what it should be for the city's current population of just over 100,000. Mayor Nancy Berry wanted the new building to handle a population of 200,000.
If you could go back to that, yeah. The first floor is 47 and the second floor is 20. Why couldn't the second floor also be 47?
That's certainly something we can
look at. And I think we ought to consider that, because I don't think 79,000 square feet is going to be adequate.
Blanche Brick wanted to pursue purchasing privately owned land near the utilities office and municipal court. That, combined with what the city already owns, would provide a similar amount of space.
Putting it on Site B, it would connect with some city buildings we already have, if we could get that other property. And it wouldn't totally use up this, which is more of a park area, going into Central Park. I have real hesitations with just settling on that, because it's there and open and easy. It's the low-hanging fruit, but it's nothing that we can replace very easily in that area.
Construction would start next year, with completion expected in 2018. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M Vet School is going to have a presence on four sister campuses in the A&M system. Vet School Dean Eleanor Green says they're in the process of hiring two people to teach and do research at West Texas A&M. Similar efforts will take place at Prairie View, Tarleton, and Kingsville.
I can imagine some of them teaching in the undergraduate pre-veterinary courses that they have. They certainly will be immersed in the mentorship of these pre-veterinary students and try to give them the best chance possible to develop the rigor that they need, to get the credentials they need to be successful getting into veterinary school and then being successful in veterinary school.
A&M officials say it's their response to recommendations made by the state's Higher Education Coordinating Board 6 years ago. A study recommended increasing the number of underrepresented minorities entering the profession and adding more vets in rural areas to better serve the livestock industry as well as deer and wildlife interests. Green says this coincides with the opening of their new $120 million complex this fall in College Station, which can handle another 20 to 30 students and is set up for distance learning. State senators spent 6 hours in San Antonio on Wednesday hearing from 50 residents about tax relief and reform and the appraisal process in Texas. Brian Mayer, Jason Bianski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it will be up to local governments to work within their budgets. And he referred to comments made by one of the presenters at this week's Economic Outlook Conference about how voters should determine what's best for their community.
As Henry Mayo said in his presentation yesterday, when Brian decided to pave the roads in town, and that wasn't a common thing, and everyone was touting their fine dirt roads, and Brian passed a Travis Bryan Sr., I believe, was behind passing a tax implemented that passed. I think 90% of the people voted in favor for it to pave the streets in Bryan, to bring commerce to the city and to bring automobiles to the city. And sure, that was good for business and economic development back in the early 1900s.
The Senate Select Committee on Property Tax Reform and Relief drew a standing room only crowd of 250. Just a year after Texas combined car registration and inspection stickers into one, state lawmakers are now considering doing away with safety inspections altogether.
Texas is one of the few remaining states that still requires yearly inspections for passenger vehicles.
It's 35 states now that do not have the inspection. The federal government quit requiring it. What year?
The feds stopped requiring the inspections in 1976. State Senator Don Huffines is considering legislation.
It looks like to me that we're talking about $266 million tax cut to the residents of the state of Texas.
Donna Huff of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality says the EPA could be a sticking point.
That they federally administer their own INM program in the state.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
$2 billion in traffic congestion and interstate connectivity relief has the preliminary approval of the Texas Transportation Commission. State Representative Charlie Guerin of Suburban Fort Worth took exception with some at yesterday's Transportation Commission hearing, who referred to the 10-year initiative as state charity.
But we're not giving any money away. Y'all are investing it, and you don't have enough, and we need to work on this and keep investing in our infrastructure so Texas can be the great state it is.
14 urban congestion relief projects have been selected by TxDOT in the state's five largest cities. That includes 4 in Austin, 3 in Houston and Fort Worth, and 2 in Dallas and San Antonio. Video has been released of the two men accused of an armed robbery last Saturday night at Pepe's Restaurant in Bryan. You can watch it online at WTAW.com. The suspects, who took off with an undisclosed amount of money, are also accused of firing guns at a vehicle near the restaurant. No one inside the restaurant or in the vehicle were hurt. 41,000 sets of cookware sold by HEB stores have been recalled. That's after the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission was told there's been 7 reports of metal discs covering rivets in frying pans popping off. No injuries have been reported. Online at WTAW.com is specific information about the affected cookware and how to get a full refund on the merchandise. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More local news coming up after Fox News at 8. I'm Patrick Zeinert, NewsHawk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda. We're ringing in 2016 with an all-new line of vehicles and a new dealership. Make one of your New Year's resolutions to come get into a reliable and affordable Honda, like the all-new 2016 Civic Sedan for only $179 a month. Allen Honda is also extending the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new vehicle purchased in stock. We have also broken ground on the new state-of-the-art Allen Honda facility. Start your new year off right and stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure continues to sit along the Gulf Coast. The system responsible for another beautiful day, abundant sunshine and warm. Not bad for the final days here in January. We're 70 to 75 this afternoon. Clear tonight, lows 45 to near 50. Sunny, breezy, and warm tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to 70 to 75. Clear to partly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Sunny, breezy, and around 70 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M women's basketball winning in a squeaker in Alabama. Bad news and good news for A&M baseball. They lose a player but gain a number 4 ranking in the country. And Las Vegas may be the next place for professional football. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you in about 12 minutes.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know, because they don't want professional football to be sullied by Las Vegas. Never mind that you have to have your injury report in 72 hours before the kickoff. That has nothing to do with anything.
No.
No. Betting? No. We don't do that. So what the heck happened on that American Airlines flight from London to Los Angeles? You hear about this? 6 people became ill on an American Airlines flight from London to L.A., according to CBS News. The flight started out normal, but after about 2 hours, the crew turned on the cabin lights and ask if there was a doctor on the airplane.
Yeesh.
Yeah, quite a shock. One of several passengers and crew members said they felt lightheaded, and a pilot said that they were feeling fine in the cockpit, but when they found out back there in the back that actually these people had passed out and a crew member had passed out as well, they had to turn around and go back to London. Hazmat crew checked out the plane. Nothing questionable was found, but the plane will be thoroughly cleaned before it's used again.
Interesting.
That was on Wednesday. So get out your tinfoil hat. We'll do that conspiracy theory story in a little while, too.
Excellent.
In the meantime, Barbie getting a change. 3 makeovers, Three, actually. For 57 years, Barbie has been not just a doll, but in fact a global symbol for U.S. American beauty. But with her impossibly narrow waist, little thinny limbs, and glossy blonde hair, and of course the perfect symmetry in the features, she inspired decades of criticism for the unrealistic portrayal of an adult woman's body. But now that the positive body movement thing, you know, is going on and in full force, Barbie has no choice but to adapt to the times as we know it. So Mattel introducing three new versions of Barbie. They'll be tall, petite, and curvy.
Mm-hmm.
The original will continue to be sold as well. Already available for pre-order on the Mattel website, the three new versions of the Barbie doll. Join the original in the continuing Barbie Fashionista line, which came out in June with dolls that have 8 different skin tones, 14 different facial sculpts, 18 eye colors? I guess that means makeup.
Oh.
I'm not sure. 22 hairstyles and 23 hair colors. Plus, more importantly, adjustable ankles that allow Barbie to wear flat shoes.
Okay.
Do they have a dad bod Ken around now?
Dad
bod.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hello.
There was a fourth model, the full figure of Rosie, but Donald Trump bought them all up.
Yeah. Hey, got Texas A&M basketball coming up tomorrow. A&M is playing Iowa State. Two pretty good teams. A&M is 17-3. Iowa State 16-4. Just kind of taking a little break from SEC action to do that. Got a pair of tickets. But you got to answer a question. I've got a question that has two correct answers. So it doubles your chances. 695-1620 is the number to call. There are three words in the English language that don't have any word in the dictionary to rhyme with them. One of them is orange.
Dadgummit.
What's one of the other two?
Took the easy one.
I did. 695-1620.
Don't give it away. He'll yell at you.
You're exactly. I don't need any clues yet.
Does anything rhyme with Kevin?
695-1620. Got a pair of tickets to Texas A&M and Iowa State coming up this weekend. Kirstie Alley reacted to the Barbie doll. Are we seriously going to imply that Barbie needs to be taken seriously? Geez, bring back 1965 when Barbie just looked like a freak. Kirstie Alley. Who's been a big girl.
Oh, yeah.
Has been a big girl.
She's a transformer.
What's the answer?
I think the word you're looking for is zebra.
Hi there, what's the answer?
Zebra.
No. Hi there, what's the answer?
What's the question?
Oh, man. No, that doesn't work.
No, we're not playing. You ain't
one. No. All right, thanks. No, 695-1620. Well, two people said zebra, but that's not the answer.
I'm looking, and I've got 10.
Well, do you?
Yeah, we'll see if they match up with your two.
All right.
In addition to one.
Well, now what happens?
Give a couple clues.
I'm not giving any clues.
Not you,
this is Texas A&M and Iowa State basketball
tickets. I want to see if anyone can get it.
We're giving away.
I'm curious about zebra.
Okay. Well, is zebra not on your list?
It isn't.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. But 695-1620, we'll see. Hello?
How about sausage?
No, thanks. 695-1620.
No, sausage.
According to our list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the source on your list?
Oh, Libra. There's that.
Is this ended up being stupid trivia? God, I hate this. All right, we'll do this. No, just stop. Here, I'll give this person a chance.
Stop in the middle of it.
If it's zebra, I get two pairs of tickets.
Yeah,
right?
No, you don't. No, yeah, you really would. Okay, here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do is I'll give you a chance to answer, okay, because there seems to be some question about that. Okay. The other two answers are a color.
Okay, I've got two colors
here. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Yellow.
Nope, thanks.
Jello rhymes.
No, it's not. That's exactly. Well, but he just guessed it. That's all right.
Yeah.
There are two colors that there are words that rhyme. What's one of them?
Purple.
That's it.
That
is purple. Way to go. Congratulations. Who's this?
This is Andy Armstrong.
All right. What do you do, Andy?
I work at Texas A&M, College of Liberal Arts.
All right. Very good. So, I got a pair of tickets for Texas A&M and Iowa State. That an okay prize for you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. Come by in here and pick them up, okay?
Thanks. Yes, sir. Thank you.
So it's okay for you to give clues.
Well, no, we needed to. No, the reason we needed to is because all three answers were colors then. When he came up with 10, then I did need to change that.
I apologize.
Well, let's. I mean, let's. Here's the ones I've got. The other one.
No, it's okay. The other one's silver.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Orange, silver, purple. Month. Ninth. Pint. Wolf. Opus. Dangerous. Although those seem to rhyme. Marathon. And discombobulate.
Well, yeah, discombobulate. Can you imagine? Have to make a word up. Wow.
We really do have a show about the most weird stuff ever.
And yeah. But maybe more importantly than all of that, Pizza Hut. If you're tired of the same old pizzas, they're going to try again. Didn't they do something like where they put Vienna sausage in the dough or something? Or they called it hot dogs?
Hot dogs,
yeah. Yeah, but they were actually Vienna sausages, right? Didn't we decide that that's probably...
Yes, I think it was
probably not high quality and certainly probably not kosher, but nonetheless, it's okay. It probably sold some for them. So here's what they're doing now. The company is rolling out, if you will... Get that?
Nice.
Thank you. Rolling out some new recipes from their classic pizza dinner, a crust with tater tots pressed in before baking. The Hash Bites crust is only available in New Zealand right now, but they're gonna see what they can do. Here in U.S. America, there'll be a brand new garlic knot crust.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is just what you would expect. 16 hand-rolled cheese-stuffed garlic knots. Boy, that's heart healthy.
Oh. Who cares?
Along with that outside edge of the pizza that you know, it comes with one topping and marinara sauce on the side for dipping.
If you could just wrap it in bacon.
It'd be perfect. New pizza recipes.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products. Every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by The Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When Jean and I first started dating, I lived in San Diego and she lived in Orange County. Without giving it a second thought, I'd often drive 90 miles to bring her dinner while she was at work. During our courting days, I was willing to inconvenience myself to show my interest. But fast forward to the early years of our marriage, and something had changed. I couldn't be bothered to run an errand for her down the street, and I was easily distracted by work. We do that, don't we? Once we're married, we stop pursuing our spouse like we did when we were dating. It's human nature, but it's also a reason why many couples fall out of love. They stop listening to each other and serving one another. It's as if we think saying, "I love you," one time should last forever. And the truth is, love has a shelf life. It has to be renewed every single day, not once a month or once a year. We can't bank on that big vacation we took last year or that romantic gesture we made last month. We need to actively show our love to each other every day. So if your marriage isn't what it used to be, fall back in love by treating your spouse with the same kind of dedication as you did when you were first dating. Give them your attention, listen to them, and make them a priority in your life once again. Restore that passion you once had when your relationship was new, and your feelings of love, well, they're going to grow. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, "Dear, you got to check out
Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's all brought to us by Team of Navasota and the deal of the day. It is 7:50. Jordan Jones had 15 points and 5 assists as the number 10 Texas A&M women's basketball team survived a late rally to beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa 59-56 last night. Courtney Walker also finished with 14 points after scoring 8 in the final quarter to help A&M withstand the 9-2 run in the middle of the period. The Aggies are now 15-5 and 5-2 in the SEC and have won 8 of their last 10, but they've had to survive comebacks from large and late deficits in 5 of the last 8. The number 2 South Carolina Gamecocks roll into Reed Arena this weekend. They'll be there Sunday. Tip-off for the ladies is at 5 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. A&M senior guard Courtney Walker was named to the Stanley Award midseason watch list. The award is presented to the top guard in Division I women's basketball. Walker was one of 18 players and 4 SEC players to make the midseason watch list. The award will be announced during the women's Final Four, and the ceremony is actually in April in Philadelphia. Bad news and good news for A&M baseball. Junior left-handed pitcher Tyler Stubblefield has been dismissed from the A&M baseball team. Head coach Rob Childress made that announcement yesterday. Quote, Tyler has been dismissed from the team based on violation of team rules, end quote. Childress went on to say that we wish Tyler the very best moving forward in his pursuit of college degree and his baseball career. The good news? The Aggies were ranked number 4 in the preseason USA Today coaches poll released yesterday. It marks the highest ever preseason ranking for the Aggies in the USA Today poll. A&M was ranked at number 5 to start the 94 and 2009 season. They were one of 4 SEC schools ranked in the top 5 and the highest ranked among 4 Texas schools on the list. Florida slotted in at number 1, followed by Louisville, Vandy, Texas A&M, LSU, Miami, Virginia, Oregon State, UCLA, and Oklahoma State rounds out the top 5. Texas A&M hockey team hits the ice, and they'll play 2 at Spirit Ice Arena this weekend. They'll take on the Mean Green at North Texas, 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night. On now to the NFL, where Cleveland Browns owner Jim Houselin believes the team's relationship with Johnny Manziel is fixable. He spoke to the media at the Greater Cleveland Sports Awards Banquet last night.
We have a certain expectation for our players, and that includes Johnny. He's got to live up to those expectations. Listen, one of the reasons the Browns are in the condition they are is they've not drafted well. And our predecessors didn't draft well, and we didn't draft well. So anytime a number one draft pick or any high draft pick is not successful and isn't a big contributor, that's disappointing to the organization.
Things are gearing up for the Senior Bowl. Here's TSN's Roger Emmerich.
Jason Garrett and his staff ran the North squad through their final practice ahead of tomorrow's Senior Bowl in Mobile.
This has been a great opportunity for our team. I think our coaches have really taken advantage of this chance to get to know these guys, and we're coaching football. And, you know, I've been coming to the Senior Bowl for a number of years now, and this is by far my favorite Senior Bowl. Get a chance to see these guys, get to know them up close and personal, be on the field with them. And, you know, we love coaching ball. We love football. It's great to be out here with these kids.
Garrett asked how he and his staff benefit.
Well, it's always fun for us to coach. You know, we always can get better at what we do. And a big part of coaching is being out here together, working together, coaching the players hard, holding them to a standard. And we can always improve on our skills, our ability to communicate, our ability to work together. And again, when you get a chance to work with these guys, the best college players in the country, guys who can have a big impact on our football team, it's a great opportunity.
World number one Jordan Spieth of Dallas, one shot off the lead in the Lightning suspended first round of the Singapore Open. Spieth's 4-under-67 trails South Africa's Keith Horn. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
And that's your sports. Let's dig into the deal of the day now with the good folks at Team of Navasota. Today, a 2008 Dodge Caravan with 87,000 miles. You can pick this one up for $788. Good looking car. And you can actually see it at teamofnavasota.com. And the first thing you see when you go to teamofnavasota.com is a pop-up of the deal of the day. So you can actually see a picture of that. Looking for a new ride? They've got one of those as well. Ford, Dodge. Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. They do customizations for you as well, and they've got 3 locations in Navasota to take care of you. To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing. And they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going again to zarealestate.com.
Happy New Year from Allen Honda. We're ringing in 2016 with an all-new line of vehicles and a new dealership. Make one of your New Year's resolutions to come get into a reliable and affordable Honda, like the all-new 2016 Civic Sedan for only $179 a month. Allen Honda is also extending the complimentary 6-year, 80,000-mile maintenance on any new vehicle purchased in stock. We have also broken ground on the new state-of-the-art Allen Honda facility. Start your new year off right and stop by Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place.
3Chill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I think we'll wait on this this conspiracy theory thing.
Why? Did somebody get to you?
We got time. If you want to know how to tell if a conspiracy theory is real or not, do the math. A British physicist at the University of Oxford, not the one in Mississippi, has developed a mathematical formula to determine how legitimate a conspiracy really is. In super simplified terms, because it's a math person, okay? The mathematical formula boils down to this. The fewer people who know about a real conspiracy, the longer the conspiracy will stay hidden. The longer a suspected conspiracy stays hidden, the less likely it's really a conspiracy. Here's the math. Life Science says David Robert Grimes used three actual real-life conspiracies to come up with this formula. The NSA's surveillance program, which brought to light the 2013 NSA contractor Edward Snowden and that stuff, that was hidden for 6 years. The FBI's falsified forensic results that resulted in innocent men being locked up and in some cases executed was hidden for 6 years. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment that was exposed by Peter Buxton in 1972, hidden for 25 years. Using that data, from those actual conspiracies, this guy calculated the odds of a conspiracy being exposed as low as 4 in a million. Belief in the 1969 Apollo 11 moon landing was a hoax. By this math, if the moon landing was truly a hoax and more than 650 people knew about it, the hoax would have been revealed within 4 years. Then, Patrick, are you here?
Yeah. I am.
He applied it to climate change deniers.
Oh.
And if there were a hoax and only scientists were involved, it could last as long as 27 years.
Well, now, hold on.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a hoax and mass delusion.
Well, that's true. But if the whole organization lying about climate change...
And maybe I'm the mass delusion.
Well,
yeah.
Well, but remember it was earlier this week.
Uh-huh. The 27th.
The Earth was supposed to have been destroyed, according to Al Gore.
A decade prior, he said that.
When applied to vaccination conspiracies.
Uh-oh.
Could be hidden as long as 35 years.
No kidding.
We'll never know.
But only if confined to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and the WHO. But if the drug companies were really in on this vaccination conspiracy, the cat would have long ago been out of the bag.
So it's directly proportionate to the number of people involved.
Exactly.
With whatever's going on.
Because somebody's got to tell somebody else, right? We got great weather coming up this weekend. It is going to be spectacular. Look for a high temperature today, about 71. 74 tomorrow, up to 77 on Sunday and Monday. Only downside is it'll be kind of breezy. And then Tuesday, we're at about 60. It's 40 right now, 8 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.